We've all heard the expression, I have a lump in my throat. But what if that lump never went away and was there 24/7? I'm Dr. Greg Davis, and today we're talking about something you may take for granted, swallowing. I recently sat down with Rebecca Lynn Hancock and Tammy Wigginton, two speech pathologists at UK Healthcare, to talk about dysphagia, or difficulty swallowing. First off, I learned that there are a number of causes for difficulty swallowing and hoarseness, such as stroke, acid reflux and other inflammatory disorders, psychological reasons, and asthma. Given our state's high smoking rate, it should come as no surprise what the number one cause of difficulty swallowing is.
We have a very large population of head and neck cancer. Being in Kentucky, which we're usually number one or number two for active smoking, I think we're actually number one for active smoking in pregnant women. The strangest thing to me is the population of young professionals who continue to smoke. Like if you go out to Keeneland, if you go downtown, you see a lot of guys in their late 20s, early 30s that are heavy smokers. And with all of the public health awareness we have and all the understanding, growing up in such a heavy media culture, people develop this sort of superhuman stigma that nothing's going to touch them, nothing's going to hurt them.
And a lot of these patients probably have the double whammy of drinking alcohol in addition to smoking at the same time, which causes additional problems with the esophagus.
I wish that we could say that. I've been working as a speech pathologist for 23 years, and when I first started going to tumor boards, in general, the population that were presented for cases at these tumor boards were old guys that drank and smoke a lot. But unfortunately, we're seeing head and neck cancers in younger and younger people. And research is telling us that the primary reason for that is actually human papillomavirus. So I'm actually seeing head and neck cancers in people that are 20, 25, 30 years old who are non-drinkers and non-smokers.
And, you know, it's always heartbreaking when you have somebody who's, you know, younger than you are and you're looking at someone who's got a stage 4 tumor with pretty large lymph node involvement that you know the outcome is going to be pretty rough. And it's a lot of our job becomes counseling them, helping them understand their diagnosis, helping them take their compliance seriously.
Terry and Rebecca say that depending upon the cause, they have a number of methods they use to treat patients who have difficulty swallowing.
You're talking about everything from pulmonary care to GI to psychology, psychiatry.
A lot of counseling is involved in our care because if somebody has, let's say, a traumatic event, they can have complete voice loss. And when you get them talking again, their mind kind of, I always describe it as almost this sort of explosion of information. We've had cases where people have, when we bring the voice back, we then have to include somebody in mental health. And sometimes it's really like sort of subclinical stress, and we help them recognize sort of how to reestablish a hierarchy. A lot of people quit radiation because it's tough, or they don't like the drive, or they don't like how it feels. And, you know, I think some of our job is we're sort of clinical cheerleaders in a way. We have to be on our game with our science, but we also have to know how people tend to respond to stress.
Like any condition or disorder, the earlier the detection, the better the chance for a good outcome.
A lot of those patients, some of the early signs that they have some kind of head and neck cancer are swallowing problems or hoarseness.
It may seem like nothing at first, but don't delay in getting checked out. With Health News You Can Use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical information to the community. You can hear some of his past interviews at wuky.org.